We are just outside Monaghan. Where were we last night? Portlaoise. We're on our way to Monaghan 7 from Portlaoise. We started out at 10 o'clock and we're walking along merrily.
How is the walk? Is it an enjoyable one so far? Is the weather being good to yourselves?
Yes, we've been very lucky. It was a little drizzly this morning, but it's grand. No complaints whatsoever, and it's wonderful. Plenty of people walking with us. People have been active for Palestine and against war in Portlaoise, walking with us. I think we're about 12 or more, and we're walking carefully along the left-hand side of the road on the pavement. And everybody is in good form, everybody believing that really we should not be enabling war through Shannon by enabling US military planes to land and take off and refuel there with cargo, which is possibly war cargo, personnel, all of that. That's why we're walking. We just want to show the country that, and they are showing it by coming out and beefing as we go along, that people are afraid of our neutrality being eaten away if we don't stop planes landing, if we don't stop if we don't stand up for our own peacemaking abilities, which are considerable. I mean, people in Ireland love peace. They like to argue, of course. we'd be lost if we couldn't argue. But honest to God, the people who've come out and the children, young people, it's just been most, heartening. And that's what it's about. It's about good neighbourliness, decency, honesty, telling America, really, at the moment, that it has gone astray and that, really, it cannot keep on bringing war through Shannon. That's really what we wanted to remind the government of.
And you started the walk from Shannon Airport. You're heading to Dáil Éireann. As you were saying there, the groups of people that have been walking with you, meeting you along the way, how has that been? Has that kept the spirits up throughout the walk so far?
Absolutely. It's absolutely been fabulous. You know, on each place that we have stopped, or even along the way, people beep cars, beep in support. And everywhere we arrive, there have been people who have been working for peace, who have been working against genocide in every town we have gone through. You know, we started in Shannon, we went to Cracklow to Limerick on then to Bird Hill, further along. Little by little, Monaghan 7, here we are now in Portlaoise. We'll get hopefully to Mount Rath yesterday and Monaghan 7 this evening. That's the idea. And in each place, there have been wonderful people, men, women, younger people who've come out to say, good, this is what we want to express. This is what we want to talk about. And we do want the government to listen. We have been, having great meetings and vigils and activism at Shannon for the last 30, 40 years, actually. And it's time now for the government to come clean and pluck up its courage and say, no more war through Shannon, please. That's all. Very simple. There you are, Fanna.
And Lelia, plenty of messages are coming in for support. What an amazing woman, this listener says. The USA troops should be out of Shannon. Well done. Another listener says, Mahu, Lelia, neutrality is at the heart and core of Ireland and the Irish people. No to war, no to military spend.
Yes.
So many messages coming in supporting your walk. Now you're halfway through reaching Kildare today. How are you feeling both, I suppose, physically and emotionally since starting it?
I'm in great form, thanks be to God. I'm enjoying it. I'm enjoying the encounters with people. I don't walk every single step because, my hips shout now and again. So I get in one of the cars. We have a support car leading us and a support car behind with, things people might need, water, tea, sugar, whatever, just to keep going. We make stops. We're now in the Killeston Hotel here, just making a stop, and they have gone on. I'm sitting here talking to you, and I will now follow them in a minute. So listen, we're in excellent order, and I hope that your listeners will coming out if they're in the mood. We'll be hopefully in the Monastery this evening. We'll have a rest day tomorrow, and we'll be on to Newbridge the following day. And we hope to get to the Doyle on Wednesday of next week, that is the 15th, at about midday. So if anybody wasn't able to join us on the actual walk, they can get up to the Doyle on the morning at about midday, as I said, to just join and show the real, you know, emotional attitude of people to peace, to wishing for peace, the sadness for the women and the small children who've been murdered and assassinated, and the cities that have been devastated in these wars. I mean, it's unbelievable that we are probably in the middle of the Third World War and we're still pretending that it's not happening and that we are not, in a way, complicit unless we stop war plans. You know, both Spain and Italy and, whereas Austria, have said no to having war planes pass through their territory or land in their airports. So it's time for us. It's time for us.
And you can hear in your voice, Lelia, the passion behind it. And you are no stranger to activism. You know, it's something that you're well known for now. Is it just the passion, and is that what keeps you motivated now?
It's just being troublesome. An American woman said, it's not a difficulty that a lot of women are regarded as troublesome. That's why there are so many of us. So it's also a sense of enjoyment and fun. You know, life is for enjoying. It's not for being glum and gloomy. If we allow things to overwhelm us, we'd be nowhere. Whereas the great thing about Irish people is they're resilient. They keep going, and that's all we're doing. That's all we're doing, and we're just inviting everybody who feels the same to join us.